Hey, kittens and puppies.
Hey, kittens and pups. Pup-a-lup-a-lups.
We missed Friday. We didn't do it. This is actually coming out on Monday when we're doing it.
Yes. So you're getting a very recent show.
Super live,
Super
almost.
live. Except you're not gonna hear it live.
No. So.
We've kind of been slacking.
No, we haven't. No. Friday was a busy day, if you remember, we saw.
Oh, that's right. We saw The Happening.
Friday the 13th. So scary. M. Night Shyamalan's first rated R movie.
Dun dun dun!
Sucked.
Boo! Horrendous.
Yeah. Big time horrendous.
Seriously, like, I'm not even one to listen to reviews. Like, I kind of like to make my own opinion about things.
Right.
Please, please listen to me and pay attention to the reviews because they are so accurate and this movie was so terrible. You know what's funny? I was reading in the paper today, they were doing like the movie reviews. First of all, The Happening actually made like 30 million opening weekend.
Well, I can understand it making a lot of money when it first starts
Right.
out because like people are like, oh, I loved all these like the Sixth Sense
Right.
and da da
Well,
da da da.
here's what the article said. It said, rebounding from a major movie, like last movie flop, meaning Lady in the Water.
That was his last movie.
That was the last movie, and it was considered a flop, but I love that movie. I thought it was really good. I
You
liked
own
it.
that movie, don't
Yeah,
you?
I do. I think I do. I think I do. And if I don't, maybe I will soon. But I like that movie a lot, and it got terrible reviews, which again is why I don't really listen to reviews because I like to, do my own thing. So I was very surprised that they considered Lady in the Water a flop, and then
Well, maybe
or considering it.
financially it was a flop.
Maybe, I don't know, but this was just terrible.
Now, when you say you don't listen to reviews, do you mean like reviews of like the newspapers or like even
News.
if your friends say don't see
Even
it?
if my friends tell me not to see it, I mean, because I don't really have many people that like know exactly what I'm into. Because while I like M. Night Shyamalan and these movies, and I like things like independent films and shit, I also like cheesy movies like The Devil Wears Prada. So I don't really. Yeah, I know. I'm a girl, but I don't like chick flicks. So people don't really know, I guess, how to peg me in terms of what movies I like. So that's why I'll take your, I'll listen, like I'll physically listen, but I may not necessarily take your word for it. Actually, Lady in the Water was the first movie I saw by myself in a theater.
That's a sad thing. I've done that before.
It wasn't as depressing as I thought it was gonna be.
Mine was pretty depressing. Yeah, I think it depends on the movie you see.
Well, that's true.
I used to work at a hospital. Used to work at Mount Sinai as a temp in the cancer ward. And I skipped work one day because I had enough. I was like, I'm not coming in. But I did go into the city. And I went to the AMC. I think it's on near Times near 40th Street or something
Is
like
that where
that.
we went to see Borat?
Yes.
First date?
Yeah.
Boop,
I saw Autofocus.
what's that?
Oh, it's a movie about this dude. He's famous.
Yeah, was it depressing?
Mm-hmm.
So you left work to get away from depressing, and then you went into the city to
Oh
get too
yeah.
depressing.
It was the only one that I wanted to see there. I don't remember. Bob Crane. That's what the movie's about. Look him up.
Now, did you go to this movie by yourself because all your friends were working, or because
Yeah,
you?
no one was around. No one would. I didn't call anyone, but I didn't think anyone would come into the city with me.
I was actually at a very lonely, depressing point when I went and did this, but I kind of felt liberated in doing it because I realized I don't necessarily need people around me all the time to do things that I want to do.
Right. But like a movie experience,
It's always better with people.
Yeah. Even if the movie sucks.
Like The Happening.
Right.
Like I think Andrea kind of summed it up, whereas she said that if she hadn't been with all of us, she would have walked out. Which is honestly, I agreed.
Have you ever walked out of a
Only
movie?
once.
What movie was that?
Disney's Dinosaurs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, I felt like, I think the movie was like maybe 10 minutes into the movie, and I felt like I had been sitting there for an hour. And I was ready to
Really?
stab myself, and I was like, this is bullshit.
I haven't seen that, but I heard it was really bad.
Yeah, no.
I love dinosaurs.
Yeah, and like you would think that I made like a kid movie I walk out on.
I walked out on a kid movie, but I was a
Wait.
kid. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. The live-action piece of crap with Dolph Lundgren as He-Man.
It was a live-action? Wow.
It's one of those movies, like, where, you know, like, it takes He-Man, and he's, like, in, you know, his world and the universe, and then he gets zapped into the 80s, you know? Oh. And it's, like, stupid. God. And I was, like, I looked at my dad, and I was, like, Dad, this is bullshit. And we left. No, I didn't say that, but I did not want to see it.
I did see another movie over the weekend that was really cute.
What did you see?
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda?
Yes. I loved it. I'd like to go see it again because, due to circumstances, I was not able to fully enjoy the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say what those circumstances are.
Right.
But I tried to grin and bear it, and I did the best I could, and I really did like it. It was really good.
To see it.
David Cross is in it.
Who does he play?
He plays the bird, the crane.
Cool.
And as soon as he started talking, I'm like, that's fucking David Cross. I love this goddamn movie.
Cool.
And Jack Black is Panda.
Right.
Awesome.
Now, is his name Panda?
No, I think his name is like Boo or something.
Okay.
Something Ooh. Poo, maybe? I don't know. But, and then Angelina Jolie was the tiger.
Cool.
Lucy Liu was a snake. She was a ninja snake.
She was a hot Asian snake, right?
Yeah, hot Asian snake. Yeah. And there are a bunch of other names. Oh, and that, who's that big, big, beefed out black guy that was in the Green Mile? What the fuck was his name? Because he's in it.
I know who you're talking about.
All right, well, he's one of the characters, too. So, it was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be, actually.
You said you cried.
I did. I'm a girl, okay? So give me a fucking break. I am very sentimental about things. Certain storylines, like, no matter who, like, what it's, like, if the storyline is pretty, like, that general, you know?
Right.
Like, are you following me? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah,
because sometimes I talk and I don't even follow myself. And then I'm like, wait, what the fuck was I talking about?
Certain stories get to you.
Yeah, certain stories get to me. And no matter how it's portrayed, whether it's live action or it's, like, independent or foreign or a fucking cartoon, if it's that storyline, it's going to get me every time. I got a little teary. It was good. I liked it. However, I totally forgot that this was a kid-friendly family film, and I had a little baby screaming, like, literally right behind me. Mm. Little baby. And then the two little girls sat in front of me. Their mother, like, left them there. And every so often, she'd come back and, like, just check on them and give them some more soda and then, like, leave and do more shopping and shit. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, but it was good. I liked it.
Oh! Can you get that?
That's a cell phone!
Sorry for the gay ringtone.
How do I answer this?
Just pull it open.
Go Twin Towers.
That's how we answer the phone here.
We're doing a show.
Put it on speaker.
How do I put it on speaker? Hold on.
To me. Yo.
Yo.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, everybody?
Sorry for not saying dope cheese earlier. I was walking down the street in the city, and you called me, and I was going to say dope cheese when we hung up, but I was, like, seconds away from sneezing, and I said goodbye really fast, and I hung up on you. And as soon as I did that, I sneezed, and the lifesaver in my mouth that I was chewing on fell out of my mouth and onto the street, and some dude looked at me really strange.
I'd love when that happened.
What's up? Why'd you call?
I wanted to know if the breakfast team wanted to get together and play some Halo.
Yeah? We got 1 minute left on this recording.
Yeah, tell everyone your Xbox Live name.
My name's Waffle Boots.
That's cool. Waffle Boots, bitches.
So everybody's like, yo, Waffle Boots, you're the best. I'm like, thanks, guys.
All right, Joe.
So, let us finish up.
Yeah, how about 10 minutes? Can you give us 10 minutes?
I can give you guys 10 minutes. All right. Got it.
Dope cheese, Joe. All
right, guys, dope cheese.
All right. Oh, that Waffle Boots.
Well.
Good guy.
We're gonna go.
We are.
Actually, there's a part two of this episode.
There's a part two.
Because we got a certain someone living in our apartment.
We have
a new
addition to our family.
So,
our Ben and Naomi
tomorrow
family. Tune in.
And you'll find out.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you, Obama.